Hello and welcome, Sharon McLaughlin, www.sharonmcl.com. And we're here in week three, and this is the second part of an audio. And I just want to reconfirm with you the book I was mentioning, Set Yourself Free by Shirley Smith, PhD, with Shelley Neller. For some reason or another, Shelley's name stuck with me. But that was a book that was written in the 1990s, and it's about codependency. And then she did rewrite it. Shirley Smith. She rewrote it in 2003 and created it in an iBook version. I do have it. I haven't completely read it. It's very similar, but she has given it a little bit different feel. But it's very similar. So I'd recommend you finding the book that's right for you. And it's called Set Yourself Free. So that's another book. The other book I recommended was Energy Strands by Denise Lynn. That's only just come out recently in 2018. Okay, so you ready to heal? If you're ready to heal, get ready, strap yourself in, sit in an upright position. And the first thing we always do is call in our guides and angels and beings of the highest light. And as we do so, allow that pillar of light to descend from above the top of your head into your spinal column, right through your body and down between your feet and into the earth, connecting with your earth star and your star in heaven, so that there's a complete balance of energy, mother father energy as well, goddess energy and God energy, complete balanced within you. And fill yourself up with this light, and as you fill yourself up with this light, we find a space within our heart. And when we find the space within our heart, we find our inner family. Now, this inner family is the family that represents your inner world. And it may be different to some of it, may be different to what is outside, but generally what is in is also outside. So now we're going to invite into your special inner family place your inner child, and we're going to heal your inner child. The original work was that you asked what the inner child's needs, wants and desires was, and really it's about unpackaging the shadows that may be around your inner child. And you can choose to do that work separately, but at this time we're actually going to specifically work on the energy lines. So I want you to imagine your inner child, and I want you to imagine the energy lines that you have between your inner child and yourself. And I want you to imagine that you have the ability to bring in all that beautiful light and allow that light to then go through those lines of energy to your child and heal your inner child. And it is done so simply and easily. Take a breath. And as you breathe in that light from above and below. And as you exhale, you allow that light to extend into your inner child, into that heart space. And you see that inner child being energized, happy and whole. And as you do so, you see that child now willing to assist you and be a part of the family inner circle easily and completely. So you allow that inner child to go off and play in that heart space. And you invite now the adolescent to come in. And again, in the original, you ask what the needs, wants and desires of your adolescent is. And it's a process of shadow, but we're going to just simply do it now by energizing, bringing the light in from above and the light from below, bringing it into the heart center and allowing it to beam along those energy lines to your inner adolescent, your inner teenager, and heal and create healing. And as you create healing, you see your adolescent healthy and whole, a sparkle now again in your teenager's eyes, willing to assist you within your inner family and to be all that it can be. And now you invite your inner adult. Again, in the old one, you could ask what the needs, wants and desires were. But in this one, all we're doing is bringing in the light from above, light from below, coming into the heart center, taking a breath. And as you exhale, beaming that light to your inner adult. And as you do, the inner adult is healed, healthy and whole, healthy and whole. And you see the light again in the eyes of your adult, your inner adult, a smile upon their face with a willingness to assist. And now you invite your functional parents into the space. Now this is where it may differ, because it may be that in your outer world your parents were not functional. In most cases that's the case. So in this case we are inviting our functional parents, and these are more like guides that assist you. And again, you can ask what their needs, wants and desires are. But again, in this case we are actually going to just bring in the energy from above and below into our heart space and then emanate it towards our functional parents. Now, our functional parents have a female and a male quality. Now, it may be that you can specifically see that, feel that, experience that, or it may be that it's just one person that has both of those energies within them. And again, it is that this person is a guide. So it may not be a physical person, it could be a light, it could be an animal, it could be however you wish to perceive it. For indeed, this is just a representation of the highest version of a functional parent that is perfect for you. So as we breathe in the light from above and below, and as we exhale, we extend that light out to our functional parents. And as we do so, we see the functional parents changing colour, changing shape, for indeed it is for the highest good. And as it's for the highest good, they become the most beautiful version of a functional parent and guide for you. Take a breath, see a smile upon their face, or see the energy growing brighter and lighter, and then allow all your family to be gathered around a table. And this is your inner family, and this is where you have your inner meetings within your heart space. And whatever concerns you have, you bring them to the table to discuss so that can be worked through, and all of your parts of yourself can actually give input, your child, your adolescent, your adult, and your functional parents. And this is a wonderful tool and a wonderful source. And now all the energy lines between each of those parts of yourself are very bright and light and completely clear. And they are the purest. And you know that you've got the support of that inner family. So it's a wonderful spiritual support within you. And now we're going to call upon the assistance of your inner family. So all of your inner family is going to assist you now to work on your ancestry lines. And so this means that you've got a lot more than just you that's helping you. You've got your guides and angels and beings of the highest light, but you've also got this wonderful inner family that's so bright and light and that is willing to assist you. So now we're going to work on our ancestry lines. And imagine that you can, in this moment, imagine your ancestors as just an energy. You may see a human form if you choose to, and allow it to be on both the male and the female side of your ancestry line, that you can imagine that you are connecting to and healing the line of energy through right back as far as you can imagine. If you can imagine, it's like you're counting backwards. So your first, your second, your third, your fourth, your fifth, your sixth, your seventh, your eighth generation back. If you can imagine that as far back as you can, allow it to be so, and allow yourself to imagine that your whole inner family is emanating light with you. You inhale from above and below, all of you at once, and as you do so, you then extend this light down into the ancestral lines, clearing those lines of energy, those energy strands are clearing, and only the highest energy lines remain. Anything that is not the highest is just dissolving. Only the highest energy lines remain, so that the energy can be the purest it can be, right through the first generation, the second generation back, the third generation back, the fourth generation back, the fifth generation back, the sixth generation back, the seventh generation back, the eighth, and as far as you can imagine, see that lines of energy going back in time. And as it does so, it is just pure light, pure light, pure light. And then imagine now that they are all pure light. Your ancestors are there to assist you. They are to assist you right now in this moment, and feel the energy of that with all that assistance coming through. You may feel a tingling, a shift in your body, an expansion in your heart space. You may feel energy flowing through you, through your whole body, through your legs and through your head. You'll feel that energy of all those ancestors assisting you now to create a brighter future in the now and into the future. So now we're extending our energy lines into the future. So any children that may be within your lines of lineage, you can assist to create the highest light, in particularly those that you are attached to. But if you have those that you have an allegiance through adoption or through step, you can still do this same process for the highest good. For the highest good. Nothing can be changed without the highest good. And indeed, we are extending lines of light that are the purest and the strongest and the lightest out to the children in the future of the same ancestry line, so that their lines of light can be only the purest and the highest, and we're clearing anything that is not, so that nothing that is of the negative, is of some of the old stuff, needs to be passed on. It can stop right here and be healed and be cleansed and be whole, so that the future generations have a higher springing off point to assist them to go even higher again with humanity and with the earth, so the evolution can even be of a higher level, and so bright and so light, and the lines are so bright and so light, and only lines of brightness and lightness can be there. Everything else dissolves. Everything else dissolves. Everything else dissolves. And now that everything else has dissolved and there is only lines of light, then allow yourself to find a neutral space in regard to that of humanity and of the planet's highest evolution, so that you can be aware that as changes occur, you can know that there is a bigger picture, and you can connect through your ancestries, through your future lines, even the future lines of yourself out in time and space. And in doing so, that is even a stronger support for you. You can connect through to your higher selves, through to your higher consciousness, through to all your ascendant masters and beings of the highest light, archangels, the great ones, to assist, to see the now in a different perspective. Whatever is happening in the now, to be able to see the truth and the universal truth, not the truth that's being played out in media, because that is only a version. And it is not always a pure version. often comes with an agenda. So allow yourself to see beyond agendas, to be able to remain neutral and to see the highest good in all things. For everything has a message and everything has a purpose and a reason in the bigger picture. And it is to be able to say the words, it is not good, it is not bad, it just is. And allow yourself to see, feel, hear and know beyond the beyond. And in this beyond the beyond, you can connect to galactic connections, universal connections. You can connect out in time and space through parallel lives as well and clear them and heal them and create the purest line, the highest lines, so that everything you are connected to is only light, is the brightest and strongest light, and is energizing to all, and particularly to yourself. So there is no feeling of being drained that is not even in your picture at all, because you are neutral and anything that drains you is dissolved. You're aware of it, but then you dissolve it and understand the lesson, clear the shadow. If there's a shadow, a light shadow, a dark shadow, clear that and know that there is a simple stepping stone for you to then move up to the next stage. For each stage you move up through the lines of energy, through the ancestral, through the galactic and universal, to take up that next step, you need to let go of any of the old stuff that's holding you back. It's a natural evolutionary process. So it's about releasing that what no longer serves you and embracing that higher light. And as you do so, you do so with ease and grace. And you do so with ease and grace that assists not only the now, for in the now is where you are most powerful, in the now, in this moment, and you have the ability to create and shift things in the now via you clearing your past, your ancestry, by healing, by embracing your shadows and integrating, by embracing your light shadows and seeing the truth, the universal truth, the bigger picture, and allowing yourself to be all that you can be. So be it. And so it is. Take a breath and allow yourself time to integrate this process, for indeed it is on a very much a larger scale. It is all good. The highest good, the divine light, universal, galactic, cosmic, all in this moment. And feel the support you have from your inner family or your ancestors or your future connections and possibilities and potentials that are of the highest. Allow yourself to see this in a circle of light. It is a mandala of light. And you are at the center. For at the center is the now, in which you have the power to be able to shift things for the highest. And from this flows your divine purpose. And the highest comes from a higher space. The highest comes without the need to be concerned about power struggles, because there is no such thing. We are all one and all connected on the higher levels. On the higher levels, there is peace, love, light. There is harmony. There is balance. and allow yourself to know that your divine purpose is intertwined within. The things that you are passionate about for the highest good. Allow yourself to expand and feel an uplifting sensation. Breathe it in and release all that is not. Release all that is not uplifting. If you're feeling contracted anywhere in your body, release it. Set it free. Set it free. Set it free. As you come back to the now, allow yourself to reorganize your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual body to expand, to encompass more of all that you are. Thank the beings of light. Thank the ascendant masters. Thank the archangels. Thank the great ones. Thank the highest beings of light. Thank your cosmic, your galactic, your universal, your higher selves. Thank all the ancestors in the past, all your ancestors in the now, all your ancestors in the future, your line. And allow yourself to bring back your energy into this moment, feeling at a higher level than ever before. Integrating, and allowing yourself to know that you have now a stronger connection to your ancestors and the gifts that they have to offer you. You have a stronger connection to your inner family, and you are very thankful for both and the gifts that they offer as well. So you have much support. So much support, so much to support, to be all that you can be and do what you are here to do. Feel yourself expanding and being all that you can be. So be it, and so it is. As you breathe, come back to this moment in time. As you breathe, know that you have created a shift. So be it, and so it is. So I, you, we, let it be. Blessings be.